With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court hearing on whether Colorado can remove President Trump from its primary ballot has ended. Decisions expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. The case stems from a Colorado Supreme Court decision that removed Mr. Trump from the state's primary ballot. A ruling in favor of the former president would stop other states that are trying to do the same thing. Mr. Trump said that he liked his lawyer's presentation.
The Supreme Court today, I thought it was it's a very beautiful process. I hope that democracy in this country will continue.
Meanwhile, former President Trump wins the Republican caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands, moving one step closer to the GOP presidential nomination. Also won caucuses in Iowa and New Hampshire. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's blasting a Department of Justice report that documents his cognitive decline. The DOJ report said Biden willfully took classified documents, but they will not charge him. The report also gave multiple examples of Biden's confusion over dates and events. The report revealed that Biden shared classified documents with a ghostwriter. In a primetime address Thursday, he defended it. The FCC outlaws robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence.
You may remember that AI-generated robocall that mimicked President Biden's voice to discourage people from voting at last month's New Hampshire primary. Well, the FCC wants to put an end to that. The agency says it will fine companies that use AI voices in their calls or block the service providers that carry them. It also opens the door for call recipients to file lawsuits and gives state attorneys general a new mechanism to crack down on violators. Those who break the law can face steep fines, maxing out at more than $23,000 a call. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Popular Business Review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue befitting his larger-than-life role in history. Rome has unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet tall, was modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. This is SRN News. Mortgages are still hovering around the mid-6% range.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged up to 6.64% this week. A week ago, it was 6.63%. When mortgage rates rise, they make financing a home purchase more expensive, reducing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October, when the average rate climbed to its highest level since 2000. Still, the average rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago when it was around 3.69%. I'm Alex Vega.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says the compensation fund for families who lost loved ones in the Lahaina fire is currently at $175 million. The families will be eligible to receive $1.5 million. Green also said the initiative may be large enough to compensate those who lost land in the fire. More details at srnnews.com.